We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Tashema, we're technically continuing the sugya, is the carbon of the par that the Kohen Gadol brings, Aaron HaKohen brings, is it a carbon tzibur or a carbon shutvis? Even though we just answered, it's not such a big nafkamino, but we're still trying to figure out, is it a shutvis or is it a tzibur? Tashema, I'll bring you a raya from Rabbi Elazar Shailov. The boy Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar declares a shayla like this. The divrei ha'omer, according to the man the Omar, par yom kippurim, carbon yachid. According to the man the Omar, holds a par yom kippurim is a carbon yachid, which is Rabbi Meir calls a carbon yachid. We had it before. Does it make a tmura or not make a tmura? And we'll see what the shaila is in a few lines. Balka ponim with medayik from the words it sounds like there's someone who argues and holds that it's a carbon tzibur. So it's a raya that lavachal the ikal amandi omar the tzibur. Sounds like the amandi omar holds that it's a carbon tzibur. So the Lord knows, Mechalik Maron Shutim, the Alman holds it's Shutim, not that the Karvan Yochid, the next step is Karvan Tzibur, the next step is Karvan Shutim, so it's still not a Raya one way or another. And this is where the Gemara really ends about Mechalikas of Amram and Rava, is it a Karvan Shutim or a Karvan Tzibur? But either way, we took care of the problem of Chatas Shemesu, the Mebaleha, that it's not Lemisa Ozla, either because it's not a Karvan Yochid, it's a Karvan Shutim, or because it's not a Karvan Yochid, it's a Karvan Tzibur, but either way, we took care of that. But now that we mentioned this shaila, we're going to continue a shaila of Tamura and explain what the shaila is. Gufa. We just learned in a brisa. By Rabbi Elazar, we just learned in a memra that by Rabbi Elazar, l'divrei ha'omer, according to the man the Yom HaHol's Pari Mekburim Karvan Yachid, oisa Tamura, ein oisa Tamura. That means, if it's a Karvan Tzibur or a Karvan Shutvis, it's possible you can make a Tamura. If two people buy a Karvan together, and they're bringing, let's say it's oila, they cannot make a tamura. Halacha is shutim can't make a tamura. Or if it's carbon tzibur, for sure, you can't take a tamid to make a tamura on it. There's no tamura on a carbon tzibur or carbon shutvis. Here we're asking, going to our mayor, calls it a carbon yachid, could you make a tamura or not? Now, what's the shayla? My carbon boyle, what's the shayla? So, shayla must be like this. Ibasa makdish as linen, ibasa meschapa as linen. Must be shayla like this. Who's the makdish? Aaron HaKohen himself. Who gets the kapara? All the kahanim. So your question is like this: how do you look at this carbon? Ramey calls it a carbon yachid because the Aaron HaKohen was makdashit, so you could do tamura. On the other hand, all the kahanim got a kapara, get a kapara, so it's a karma shutim. That's what your shaila is. How to look at it? Basa makdash, you look at the makdash, look at the mechaper. Zok tamura, but that's not a shaila. Pshita, when it comes to tamura, the basa mechaper is linen. You always go basa the mechaper. The Amar Rav Avoh Rav Yechanan. There's three things in this memra. Three things where someone else does something, does it work or not? So let's see what the three things are. Hamakdish Moisiv Chaimish. The halach is that when you're paid to something, let's say someone is makdish something, and then he wants to be paid to it. The halach is, he has to be Moisiv Chaimish. But that's halacha only on the makdish, the guy who was makdish it. But let's say I was makdish a carbon for Reuven. I mean, for Reuven, Reuven's been a mechaper. Reuven's chayva, oila. He says, "Me bring oila." I was makdish a carbon for Reuven, and now Reuven is the one waits to get some mum and he's paid it. Does he have to take a chaimish? No. Only the makdish has to take a chaimish, not the mechaper. That's lakshah. Makdish meisiv chaimish. V'hameschaper oisiv etmura. When it comes to tmura, what do you go by? The meschaper. That means if I make a carbon for Reuven, Reuven can make a tmura. I cannot make a tmura. If I see someone has a bunch of tevel and I decide I'll take off from my tvua, I'm taking off maisa for him, it works, and I get tevel sinah. I give it to any kohen I want. It's my rishus to give it to any kohen I want, and I get paid for that. There's ways to make money off that, and there's ways to get hana from that. And it's my hana, the guy who gives the tmura, the truma. So upon him. The three facts are here: the makdish meisiv chaimish, meschapais by tamura, about tayrim. It's time to know. What do you see? I'm meschapais by tamura. So what's the shaila? If the meschapa does tamura, and by a carbon of par, all the kahanim get a kapara, it's a carbon of shutvis because there's a bunch of kahanim getting kapara. If it shows it doesn't work, what's your shaila? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says pshita the basam mechapas linon. Well, like we see in this price, in this memra, and for the Gemara, lo oilam pshita lay the basam mechapas linon. We know that. We know it by tamura. Tamura goes basa the meschaper. The shaila here is like this: the kahanim who get a kapara from this par, is it b'kfi usa meschapre? Is it like a kapara because they're actually shutvim in here? Oy, Dilma v'kuf yom eschapra. Or maybe really it's the Kohen's carbon from beginning to end, from the hektish to the kapara. They just are like, you know, tfeilim. They just slept along and they get a kapara. It's like a v'kuf yom, it's like floating along. It's a kapara. Now, Tosfos speaks out an important point. Also, even his beisa, he also has to be v'kuf yom, because if not, it'll also be a shutvim. That means on the tzad of v'kuf yom means only Aaron HaKohen is the mechaper. But anyone who comes along with v'kuf yom, just like, you know, is coming along for the ride, but they're not even, they don't own seats on the bus. They're just like, they're sitting on the roof. They're mamash v'kuf yom eschapri, and therefore, there's no problem with the tamura, because they're not called a shutvis. That's the Gemara Shaila. Gemara's not sure. Is it called a regular carbon that's a kapara b'shutvis because it's b'kiyus of eschapra, or it's b'kuf yom eschapra? And basically, it's like a Shaila, if you want to be technical, is how much kinyan they have in the carbon. After he's makdash it, he brings his own money. When the Torah gave it to them, how much did they give it to the Kahanim as a kapara? Gave it to them like if Torah's kinyan, they actually own part of it, or it's just like they're coming along for the ride. Tashima, we're trying to bring it right. It says in the Tesefta and Tmura like this. Tashima, choyme bezevach bebetmura, v'choyme betmura bezevach. And right now we think it's the same carbon that you make a tmura of that carbon. That's what we're talking about. So when you have a carbon, and then you have a tmura of that carbon, the carbon has a mila over its tmura, all these things, and the tmura has a mila over the carbon and these things. Choymer bezevach mebetmura, v'choymer betmura mezevach. Choymer bezevach, shazevach noyeg b'yocha b'tzibur. This carbon that we're talking about, you can bring it tzai b'yocha, tzai b'tzibur. But let's say it's oila, can bring it inside of Yachas Zayv Zivar. But doicha is a Shabbos Atoma, Zaycha Shabbos Atoma. But oisa Tamura, you can make a Tamura. Masha'inkain, the Tamura itself, Masha'inkain with Tamura cannot do any of these things. A Tamura, Alacha, it can be Zivar, because there's no Tamura Zivar. It's not doicha Shabbos Atoma, why not? Because it's not Zmanai Kavua. And it doesn't make a Tamura. Tamura can't make a Tamura. Masha'inkain with Tamura. Choymer b'tmura v'zevach. There's a milo. The tmura has over the zevach. Shat tmura uvichal al balmum. Chala al balmum. Even a balmum, tmura is chal. If I take a balmum and say zek is zeh, it's chal tmura on it. Even though it's a balmum. But mashenkin a carbon cannot be chal on a balmum. What's the negay that can't be chal? Like chal only kedushas damim on it. But here tmura chal balmum kavua. Ve'eni yoytze l'chul and goes v'levad. Even when you point it, it still has a din. You cannot do giza va'avoida on it. You can't work with it. Why not? Because kedushas haguf. The difference between tamura and zavach is tamura can be chalan ba'mum kedushas haguf, which means it gets the same kedusha level as a carbon. Masha'inkein, if you take a regular animal and you makdash it a regular ba'mum and you want to make it into oila, it never gets a kedushas haguf. It's just kedushas dam. What's the difference between kedushas dam and kedushas haguf? The difference is like this: when you point it, a kedushas haguf, even when you paid it, it still retains its kedushas haguf, and you can't do giza avayda. You have to basically shecht it and eat it. Mashenke kedushas damim, you can use it whatever you want. Al kaparim, that's what it says over here in the mashenke mezevach. That's what it says in its price, the sefta. What? Not tmura of bamum. The tmura that is a bamum. The tmura is chal bamum. But a tmura can't make a tmura. There's two things that. But there's only one mila a tamura has over zavach. The one mila is tamura can be chal tushah guf on a bamum. What? It's one thing. It's one thing. Not two things. Sha tamura chal bamum kavua ve'ein yoytze lechul and gazel lovet. Nafkamina is doesn't go out. It's really it's one nafkamina. It's not what?
And therefore.
Right. Therefore, yeah. It's one thing. It's one line really. It's not two things. It's the gei legabe the gizav avay. So now, what's zevach? Like, as we said, the Rashi explained, we're talking about, we think we're talking about a zevach and a tamura of the same thing. So what are we talking about over here? Hi zevach, again, we're trying to make a raya, really, that a power of the Kohen Gadol could have tamura or not. That's a shayla, could have tamura or not. So what's the zevach here? Hi zevach echidami. Ilay medi yachid, if it's a regular carbon yachid, like you're talking about, like, oila yachid, right? So mi dachi shabbos atoma. Is that dachi shabbos atoma? Ella must be the tzibur. It must be a carbon tzibur. Miya is a tamura. It said the milo zevach is, like, you have to look at the zevach. It's an interesting zevach. It's a zevach that has, it's a doicha shabbos atoma, but it has tamura. So, a little problem. If it's a yachid, it's not doicha shabbos atoma. If it's tzibur, so then it doesn't have tamura. So, the Gemara has a kasha. that the Mara the Kasha, we'll see, like, let's say, for example, if you're thinking things, maybe it's a Pesach. The Mara was an Esther Kasha, not Nun Aleph. If you're thinking, what's a case that could be Deicha Shabbos, Thomas, the Karb, Yachar, it's like Pesach. The Mara will talk about it in Nun Aleph. But right now, the Mara doesn't have a what is it? Ela Lav, the Par, it's talking about the Par of the Aaron HaKoyin, the Deicha Shabbos, Vesa Thomas. And it's doicha Shabbos atoma. The kvila is man, because kavu is man. Even though it's karmi yachid, but it's a tamura, because it's karmi yachid. So what do you see? See, he makes a tamura. We had a shalas make a tamura, not because the shalas kanimar kavu as a mischapri or mekufi mischapri. Here you see, we're talking about a carbon of a par, and it says it can make a tamura. So it's a raya to that shayla. Amarav sheishes. No, it's not a raya. Loi, we're not talking about the power of Aharon. Loi be Elish Aharon. We're talking about the Eila of Aharon, which is a carbon oila, which is taka, the Elish Aharon, which is not a kapara for the Kahanim at all. It's not a kapara, it's just the oila of Aharon. So it's a carbon yachid, because it's Aaron's oil, but it's a carbon oila. It's not machap of anything. That's why they can make a tamura, because it's not a kapara for the brothers, for all the brothers, all the Kahanim. And therefore, what?
Huh?
Huh? No, so it makes a tamura. It's very good. Everything's very good. It's not Mesir Valeha. It's not all this problem. No, it's not Mesir Valeha, right? No problem, Mesir Valeha. And anyway, we're not. There was no discussion about the Elish Aharon. Anyway, Elish Aharon. It was a parashah. What? Because it's Mani Kavua. Comes to be a kipper. It's Mani Kavua. Therefore, it's Daicha. So Omer Avshid Loi, but Elish Aharon. Hachinam Mestavra, and I think it's Mestavra to say it's Elish Aharon Zok Rasheshes. Hachinam Mestavra. Disaka Daitoch, the Paroi, Tamura, Disaka Daitoch, the Paroi, Tamura, the Par, Shabbos, the Tumahut Loi Dachia, Hobachel, Makriv Karva, the Tumura's Chatasi, the Tumura's Chatas, the Misa Oslo. He says that it's Mestavra talking about Dafka Elu Shel Aaron, not Parah Shel Aaron. Why? Because it says in this Brisa, it says that the Zevach has no, it's Doicha Shavs Atoma Va'Oisa Tamura. Now it's Mashma that it can make a Tamura, and maybe, and it says Mash Enkim but Tamura Shaboy. It says Mash Enkim but Tamura Shaboy. It's not Doicha Shavs Atoma. It's Mashma. It's not Doicha Shavs Atoma. But you could use it as a car. You know, in the weekday you can bring it. That's a smash. Mash ain't giving tamura doesn't have the problem is if it's talking about tamura's chatas, it has nothing. Tamura's chatas is mesa. That's the kasha. If it would be parai shel aron like the raya the Gemara tries to bring, it would be a big problem because it would be mesa. Let's read it inside. It says these are the parai tamura the par shabbos the tamura the dachia b'chol makiv karva or tamura's chatasi with tamura's chatas lemisa ozla. Tamura's chatas goes to misa, so it's more than mash enkim. But tamura doesn't have Shabbos and tumah. It has misa. What? Yeah. Tamura's oila could be makrif. It's a lav to do a tamura's oila. A lav lo yom eisoy, but you do bring it. So tomorrow, no, you know what? That don't bring me to Hakadam Mestavra because I get out of that. That I get out of Hakadam Mestavra. I get out of lo yom. I could have said it's parai. Oh, my tamura. What does it mean, Mashenke and tamura? We're changing. It doesn't mean the tamura of itself that we're talking about. My tamura, shame tamura. He's saying the shame zevach and shame tamura. That, we'll see, shame zevach, that's a pasuk. That what we're talking about is zevach and shame tamura. Zevach has all these milas, which you said is parish la'aron or eil sha'aron. But let's say we're going to have parish la'aron. So zevach has the mila, is zeicha Shabbos, is zeicha tumma. You can make tamura. It's noyeg b'yachir b'tzibur. Mashenkin, Tamura in the Velt doesn't have these things. Not the Tamura of itself, because Tamura of itself would take a misa. It means shame Tamura. Leloilam paroi. My Tamura, shame Tamura. So Mar says, once you say that, Yachi, Zevach Nami, shame Zevach. Say also shame Zevach, and you don't have a raya anymore that the paroi can make Tamura. We try to bring a raya that we're talking about paroi here, and it says one of the things are, Tzteh Shabbos, Tumah Va'isa Tamura. Oh, maybe it just means shame Zevach, Kabbalah can make Tamura. It's not a raya, this is a carbon yachid. Say shame Zevach also. Or is it, no, we don't say that. Shame Zevach like Tani, Memai, Midiktani Chaymer. And it's mashma. If you say shem zevach, it means there's no such thing as a zevach that can be chal on a baal mum. That's if it meant shem zevach, what it means is mashma ain't getting zevach. No shem zevach can be chal on baal mum. It's not true. We say that my zevach shem zevach, veika b'char u meiser the cholin a baal mum kavua. Bechara Ma'isa, Bechara is the firstborn. Whatever comes out, it's chal, the Kedusha Guf on it. And it has to go to the Kohen. Even if it's about mum. And Ma'isa, the same thing. If you do Ma'isa payment, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 9, 10. Whatever comes out, like Vakabay Toiv L'Rod, the Pasuk says. Even if it's about mum. So it can't be Shem Zavach. The Chol about mum, Ve'en Yotzechul, the Gaz of Lavet. And you, and doesn't go to Chulin to have a Gizva Avoida. It gets a Kedusha's Bechara and a Kedusha's Ma'isa, no matter what, even if it's about mum. Ella Shem Zevach Leiktani. Therefore, we don't say Shem Zevach. So, just to recap, the we're saying in the Brayis says like this: Zevach, which means a specific Zevach, which will, either we have two pshat in the Gemara, either Parai Shel Aaron or Ela Shel Aaron, mean that thing has the din of Yachar Tzibur and Teicha Shabbos Atoma. Yachar Tzibur means that this type of carbon is Noig Yachar Tzibur. It's Teicha Shabbos Atoma. And it makes a tamura. Masha Engin b'tamura doesn't have these four things. It means dafka the shame tamura. And then it says chaymer b'tamura over this zevach that tamura is chal on a mum. Masha Engin parish l'aron el shalaron and not chal on a mum. That's how you read the brisa. So Moshe has a kasha maishna tamura. Why punk tamura we say shame tamura, and by zevach we don't say shame zevach. Well, shame zevach l'ktoni maishna tamura. Shame Tmura Achasi. Zevach Ike Bechor Ike Meiser. The reason why we don't say Shame Zevach is because you have this problem. The Shame Zevach has Bechor and Meiser, which don't apply to this clown. Therefore, we have to say Tmura is Shame Tmura. Mashenke is Zevach, not Shame Zevach, because it doesn't fit into the clown. That's what Rashi learns. This doesn't fit into the clown. You can't say Shame Zevach because it wouldn't fit into the clown. But Shame Tmura you could say. The Rebbeinu Chananel had a little bit of a different pshat in the Gemara. Why? Punk by Zevach, we say the Zevach specific, and by Tmura, we say Shame Tmura. He says, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, that since when you say a Zevach, it can mean anything. V'ikzag that a Shame Zevach, ha'ika, there's different type of kabbonis. It says like this, V'shanidun, kol Shame Tmura achasi. All Tmura is called one thing. Av a Zevach, ha'ika Zevach, v'ika Bechor, v'ika Shlomim, v'ika Maisef. He's saying, the word Zevach, it is not specific enough. What does Shem Zevach mean? It means a carbon. Every carbon has its own shame. Masheka Tamura is something specific. So there you can say Shem Tamura. Zevach doesn't pass the name Shem Zevach. Every carbon is a different Heftza. They're not one. Not under one umbrella. The Bechara is a Bechara. Maisa is a Maisa. That's a, it's Mashba. No. He's saying not. Tamura is a Shem Tamura. It has its shame by itself. It doesn't make a difference really so much what it is. That's just like as I think it's like. Okay. What? Right, has different dinim what the tamura was of, but once it's a tamura, it's a shame tamura. Okay, that's a very chanan's pshat, but akapanim, Rashi's pshat is, because it doesn't fit into the cloud, that's what's saying shame zevach and shame tamura.